Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I call it COVID brain fog. I know I keep saying Union Township in the upcoming Drew's Brews. It's actually Union Pier, Michigan. Township Pier, Pier Township. Drew's Brews today is in Union Pier, Michigan, right over the border. Let's go.
Drew's Brews! Drew's Brews! Party time! Excellent!
Excellent. All right. Party.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Melissa and Austin. All right. Melissa first. How thirsty are you right now, Melissa?
I'm very thirsty. Why? I just made another cup of coffee.
On a scale like 1 to 9, how thirsty are you?
I would say I'm an 8.
Okay. Austin, on a scale of 1 to 9, how thirsty are you right now?
If you handed me a straw right now, Lake Michigan would be empty in 5 minutes.
Did you realize this is the first Drew's Brews of 2022?
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little 2022.
Hey, new year, same Drew.
Uh-huh. Something happened to me on Christmas Eve. It was my best I've never been here before experience of 2021.
Can we call it 2020 Drew?
Oh, I see what you did there. We'll make our own hashtag after the show. Okay. So Jill's family, they rented a holiday house in Michigan City on the beach where we could all be together, but not on top of each other in Gurnee where they live. So everyone could spread out. And there are a bunch of breweries in the area. And my last stop on Christmas Eve was unlike any other I've ever been to. So today we are talking about Seeds Brewery in Union Township, Michigan.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
that's a little town too, isn't it? Tiny,
tiny little town.
Yeah.
Now you hear Michigan, it's 3 miles north of New Buffalo, which is on the state line. So if you're in Michigan City, you are 10 minutes from Seeds Brewery, and that's Seeds with a Z, people. Okay. That's
Seeds.
How cool they are.
Seeds. Yeah. I was going to say Seeds doesn't sound that cool, but Seeds with a Z. I'm in.
Tiny tap room, maybe 10 or 15 tables, 10 seats at the bar. But when I opened the door, guys, okay, I was greeted by the most friendly, Great Pyrenees, St. Bernard, and Bordy Collar mix dog.
Now they're tugging at the heartstrings.
Right? And the dog's name is Hopper, like hops from a beer.
Oh, of course. That is so cute.
Of course.
And despite being the most lovely brewery dog I have ever met, Hopper actually has his own Instagram. So he loves long naps, belly rubs, and meeting with people. So why do you think Seeds is so cool and so zen? Any idea, either one of you?
I'm trying to figure out the Seeds tie-in here with beer.
Do they put it?
It's all about seeds and natural and agricultural and using things and products that were from Michigan, from Indiana, from the local area.
Oh, cool.
And they are masters of the slow pour. Have you ever heard what a slow pour is?
Like,
is it just so it doesn't have the foamy head on the top of the beer?
It's actually the opposite of that.
Oh, it's the opposite?
And I've never heard of this before. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Their hashtag is foam is sexy. Foam is everything. So when you order a beer, each pour takes 5 to 7 minutes. And in that time, you can like talk to the owner of the brewery, Ryan, behind the bar, and talk to Kim. I mean, 5 to 7 minutes is a little bit longer.
Time. Yeah.
But the reason is that it gives it a very frothy foam topping. So each beer pour takes 5 to 7 minutes. You catch your breath. Having a nice foam, they say, sits on the top of your beer. It shows that you have a well-rounded, perfectly executed beer, which means you're going to taste all of the flavors because it's had a chance to take its time to get together. I'd never heard of that before.
Neither have I.
And it was amazing.
I was just gonna
ask you. Does it make it taste better?
It makes it so that you're not having more of the carbonation than you normally would. And the frothy head gives you the flavoring because it's all of the senses all together. It's not just you're drinking a beer. It's everything.
Well, interesting.
I was going to ask you if you liked the extra froth.
I loved it.
You do.
Loved it.
Who would have known?
Do you get a froth mustache?
You do. Okay. Then you have to wipe it down. Yeah. But everybody has it, so you don't feel.
Right.
But it was my best I've never been here before experience. The atmosphere, the zen, the incredible lagers and ales that they focus on. And they actually have a paddler series. So most breweries might do a sour beer that they call a radler. That's a generic name. They do the paddler. So it's not a sour and it's not overly fruity. It's an ale that they put fruit into.
Nice.
So think of a very soft ale that they added blueberry or peach or grapefruit to. I tried all three. They were all
It's like a beer sangria.
Yes. But I think of a sangria as like slapping you in the face. This is much more subtle, much more drinkable. So they're online and on socials at Seeds Brewery.
Seeds with a Z.
Seeds with a Z.
Yeah.
And they're open at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're open at noon tomorrow and Sunday. However, remember, people, okay, that's Michigan time. So it's actually 3 o'clock Chicago time and 11 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday.
Right, right. And go see the dog.
And go see the dog, Hopper, who really is just a delightful. Like, I pet Hopper as I came in, and then Hopper laid down and rolled on the belly, like, give me a belly rub. I got a new person.
Aww.
I got a new Victor. I got someone to say hello to me and love me.
That's classic
and,
Hopper.
Ryan is the owner, and it's just a really, really cool experience. And they are coming up on their first anniversary celebration next month.
Very nice.
Oh, they're really new.
Thanks, Drew.
Drew's Brew, tell them we sent you.
Hey, all right. 2020 Drew.
There you go.
Drew's Brews. Drew's Brews. Party time. Excellent.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.